A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we celebrate this great feast day of the Holy Innocents, it's so beautiful that the Church honors and has honored since time in memoriam these great children who didn't know who Jesus was. Who really had no knowledge of themselves, had no explicit faith. Most of them would have been baptized, or rather circumcised. And so they were a part of the covenant of Israel. But these young men gave their lives in service of Christ. The real focus is on Herod and his evil heart and his soul, which is so corrupted by power that at every moment he's in fear. Why did he take the life of these children? Because he himself was afraid that one of them would usurp his power, that would knock him off his throne. But the King of Israel didn't come into the world in order to destroy the power of Herod the king, a tetrarch, a small king. But he came to destroy the power of the devil and to knock the devil off of his throne, to remove him from his power, which he had wielded mercilessly over humanity since the fall of our first parents. A big reason why children are still slaughtered today is for that same reason. It's out of fear. It's out of a fear of loss of control, out of a fear of loss of power in one's own life. Over some, it's because of a selfishness. I want to continue in the way that I am, and I don't want to have to deal with any responsibilities that will come from nurturing this life which is there, which is inconvenient for me. Though I may be willing to admit that it's a human life, I don't value it, and so it can easily be dispatched with. Today the Church lifts up the Holy Innocents, these children who have passed on, and says that because somehow their lives contributed to a testifying of Christ as the real King, that they are in the hallows of, they are hallowed in heaven, the holy ones. But we don't just pray today for children who have lost their lives, especially to the sin of abortion. But we pray, as the Scripture says, for the mothers. Quoting the prophet Jeremiah, he says, Rachel weeping for her children, and she will not be consoled since her children were no more. And so it is important that in this Mass it be offered for all those who have lost their children, especially by their own hands. Those mothers who have lost their children even through no fault of their own. All mothers who have lost their children. Because it is unnatural for a mother to lose her children. In this, all mothers have recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who also lost her own child, her own son. that we may recognize the inherent value and dignity of human life. Let us continue in our prayers in this Mass, and that the whole of the world may see the value of each child. Whose untold goodness lies not in what they will do here on earth, but actually what greatness they shall do in the kingdom of heaven. And for mothers whose consolation can only be in the life which is to come, may their children meet them in that life, in the blessedness which is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.